It was it's good. It's a good accomplishment, but I mean, it's on to the next one now.
Hey, fighting through stuff, you know, when you did have a little, you know, when the thing did tweak up on you, you still came out and made plays situationally. I mean, that's your job, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely my job, but by me being able to go back out there, it wasn't that serious. You know, didn't go yesterday, just precautionary. Like, we're going to sit you out, you know, rest you up. But I'm going to be ready to go.
You've, I remember in 2011, you caught that ball in Indianapolis at the goal line against tight coverage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you said at the time, you know, there's more where that came from. You really kind of, I mean, you say less and less, don't you? I mean, it's all about going out there with quiet swagger and performing and doing it that way.
Yeah, most definitely. That's my job, just to go out there and show up. You know, if it's Sunday, if it's Monday, if it's Thursday, I go out there and just show up and just try to be the best teammate I could possibly be. When the ball's thrown to me, Matt, you know, he gives me the opportunity. Hey, make a play. You know, I try my best to make a play.
Do you think about being an elite player? Because there aren't many guys at their position in this league that can come out and sustain a level of excellence, you know. You just know when they're on the field they're going to make plays. Do you think of yourself that way?
It's just the way I handle myself, you know, and just like I said, I just want to be the best teammate. I hate to let someone down, you know, and have that feeling like even myself, it's like I'm not getting a proper sleep. I'm not eating right. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm not studying. So I do all that to the best of my ability. And then when it's showtime, I just go out there and just let it just go play.
Julio, when there's guys like you got Beckham on the other side, you kind of rise up to that challenge when there's another elite receiver on the other side of the field?
I'm just going to go out there, like I said, Monday, Sunday, Thursday, it doesn't matter. It's going to be the same Julio.
Talk about it when Roddy and you are both on the same page and you guys are both just catching balls left and right. I mean, does that complement each other obviously pretty well?
Most definitely, especially when we get the running game going. Roddy's over there making plays for us. I'm making plays. You know, Leonard Hankerson going to be making plays for us. Everybody's going to make plays for us. Just whatever the defense is going to give us, you know, we got the talent here on the offensive side of the ball to make plays.
Hey, what about, I was just talking to Roddy about run blocking in this scheme. He's talking about how he has to sustain, you know, you guys have to sustain your blocks so much longer. There's more running involved. What's that adjustment been like for you?
Nothing. It's been easy. Yeah, it's just been easy. If you're a competitor, you want to win. You know, the objective of the game is to win. And I want to win. So if I got to block the whole game, I block the whole game.
Hey, Coach Coughlin said it's real tough to figure out, you know, what to do with you because the splits and the different places you're going to be and so forth. How did that work for y'all, and that's something y'all can continue to do?
Yes, because defenses, they try to come into the game with a game plan for us, try to eliminate guys or double guys. And what can help us out is they don't know where I'm going to line up at. You know, Kyle does a great job with that and making sure everybody knows the offense so we can he can move us around.
You guys really had the play action going on Monday, especially on passes over the middle. How much did that help you kind of get open on those plays?
We had to get the running game going. You know, the young guys, Freeman and Coleman, they did a great job for us running the ball. And that allowed us to get open downfield with the play action.
You like that? How important was it also just to get that momentum of a victory going on?
It's important. It's very important because, you know, just to see where we at and where we can go. You know, early on, it's like, it's DQ's, you know, first year here, Dan Quinn's first year here. You know, it's a new offense. We run a new defense. We're running. And everybody came out, you know, fast and physical, had a lot of energy. And we know we can get better.
And New York's been sort of a tough place for you guys. Is it just one of those things that just happened?
Nah, that's old. This, you know, that's in the past. This is a new year.
So. Do you like that dumb pass where you just get it right away and can use your athletic ability rather than having to go long go route or something? Do you like just catching it and go?
It doesn't matter to me. I mean, they can hand the ball off to me. You know what I mean? As long as the ball in my hands, I just try to go out there and make a play for my team.
Julio, Roddy said that these corners are going to be pretty physical at the line. Talk about that and what you see from them and how they defend.
I mean, every week, you know, guys are going to try to be physical with us. Mm-hmm. They're going to try to put their hands on us. That's what good corners do. They're going to grab you. They're going to pull you, you know. And we already know that, and we're going to expect that going into the game. We just got to go out there and play ball.
Rogers Cromartie's a bigger kind of a guy. Talk about him.
Yeah, he got great speed. Mm-hmm. Really, really good speed. But we just got to go out there and play. I mean, it's more on us than them. You know what I'm saying? As far as their DBs, we got to go out there and compete and do what we do.